Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you for this new morning that you have given to us. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to worship together. Dear God, I just pray for Brother Brian here, Lord, as he opens the word to us. I pray that you would give him a calm heart and just a peace in his heart to share what you have laid upon us. And I pray that we could all open our hearts and receive this beautiful word of God, Lord, that's able to change our lives. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. This morning, I'm going to have a short devotional here. It's kind of based off of a parallel I'm going to try to put together here. So we were in Colorado last weekend to pick up a dog that Denise bought, and we stayed in the area close by the Cheyenne Mountain Range there. And Pikes Peak and that area there. So I'm going to attempt to put together a parallel about this mountain and likening it to our spiritual lives and as God being our refuge and our fortress. So just bear with me here. I'm going to try to put this all together and hopefully it all makes sense to you. So just a little information on the mountain, a few facts on it. It was built in the 1960s as a defense against the long-range Soviet bombers, and the complex was center for the United States Space Command in NORAD, where they monitored the airspace of U.S. and Canada, and I think they still do today. It's basically a small city built inside of Cheyenne Mountain under 2,000 feet of granite mountain rock. It's 2,000 feet under from the top of the mountain. It's approximately 5 acres. The total complex size of it, and the tunnel entrances have huge 25-ton steel doors that are 3.5 foot thick, and they can completely seal off the whole complex in like 40 seconds in case of like an emergency, like a nuclear weapon or something. It can protect all of the equipment and the people inside from nuclear blasts and earthquakes, etc. The buildings are made of steel plates, and they sit on big coil springs to absorb the vibration and shock of any kind of blast or anything, or earthquake. It has an air filtration system and a large storage of water, and it even has its own fire department. So it seems like they didn't spare any details at all in the building of this thing to be a strong protection for everything that goes on in there. I feel like you would go in there and you would feel safe. Obviously, it's in an earthly sense. God is ultimately our refuge and fortress, but you would feel somewhat safe if there was an earthquake or some kind of war going on. I think you could go in there and it would be a sense of protection. And they didn't spare any details at all when they built this thing. And likewise, we shouldn't spare any details in our spiritual lives when it comes to building our defense against Satan and in building a close relationship with God, who is our mighty refuge and fortress. And one point I was going to make about that mountain is they didn't wait to build the structure until there was an actual battle going on and bombs were raining down on them. They built it during the Cold War, which, from my little bit of research that I did, there wasn't actually any physical fighting going on at that time, but they were proactive and they built it while they had somewhat of an opportunity, you know, because there was a high possibility that they would need it for protection when and if there were any actual battles and enemy nuclear weapons. And likewise, we shouldn't wait to run to God for protection until we were in the middle of a battle. We should remain close to him and abide in him even during the easy times. And when we think we don't need him as much and when we try to rely on our own strength, which is, I've found, is very easy to do. We should just abide in him all the time for that safety and protection that he can give us. Let's turn to Psalms 46. I was just going to read a couple verses, but I think I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's a short chapter, and it kind of goes along with everything here. Psalms 46, verse 1, to the end. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, and the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, and the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Okay, so what are some ways that God is our refuge and strength, like it talks about in that chapter? I have a list put together here. I'm sure there's many, many more, but this is kind of some of the main points, I think, that God is our refuge. Number one is a safe haven. When facing hardships, we can find security in God's presence, like seeking shelter in a storm. Number two is unconditional love. God's love is constant and unwavering, providing support even when we feel alone. Number three is the strength to persevere. Through faith in God, he gives us the strength to overcome challenges and face adversity. Number four is guidance and wisdom. God's word offers guidance and insight to navigate difficult situations, providing clarity and direction. Peace in the midst of chaos. Even when life is turbulent, trusting in God will bring a sense of peace and calmness. And number six is a listening ear. God is always available to hear our thoughts and prayers and answers them according to his will and his perfect way. And then to go along with that, I found a short devotional I was just going to read off here. It kind of, when I read it, it gave me some new thoughts on the whole subject that I probably would have never thought of on my own. So I'm just going to read that off here. We all share the need to feel safe. When we don't feel safe, we stop growing. Instead, we put all of our energy into managing fear and protecting ourselves. Ancient cities protected their citizens by building large surrounding walls, which created a fortress that kept the chaos out. The wall's constant presence in the people's lives created a safe atmosphere where the communities could thrive. Just as a fortress brought peace to a city, God is our fortress and brings peace to our souls in the midst of the chaos happening around us. In an ever-changing world filled with all manner of danger, David reminds us that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God brings us peace and strengthens us, giving us the freedom to fulfill our God-given destiny rather than be preoccupied with our personal safety, just like the ancient city's fortresses gave them the freedom to thrive. Building a secure ancient fortress was not an overnight process. It happened day by day, brick by brick. Knowing God is also a process. It happens day by day as we read the Bible, worship him, and stay in community with other believers. Jesus said that we would have trouble in our lives, but to be encouraged and at peace because he conquered every problem we will ever face. If we follow him, Jesus will lead us into the fortress that is an intimate relationship with God. So I think that's all I have, just to remember that God is just like that big mountain. He is always ready and waiting for us to run to him. But let's not just run to him during the challenges and the hard times. We can abide in him all the time, and he will be our refuge and strength. So that's all I have, and thank you for listening. God bless.